Last month, Manchester saw record-breaking numbers in both drug fatalities and overdoses. So for many voters heading to the polls in a few weeks for local elections, this crisis remains their number one issue. NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports.
It was a hot autumn day in downtown when I stopped by the city's last farmers market of the season to catch up with some voters. Our conversations that day tended to land on the same topic, the opioid crisis.
I know people who have been affected by it. So, I mean, I know people who have died, and I know people who are having problems.
That's Melody Wyman, an 18-year resident of Manchester. I heard something similar from Karina Cartier.
I lost my son to the disease. My son's been dead 3 years. He was 25.
For Daniel McGarth, it's a little less personal, but still weighs heavy on his mind.
We have a gardener, and every time he comes once a week, you know, he's always picking up needles.
It's difficult finding anyone in this city who doesn't have some connection to this crisis. But that's not surprising. According to Andy Smith, who runs the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, more than 50% of voters in the city think the drug crisis is the number one issue. And it's held that top spot for 3 years.
Any candidate is going to get asked about it both from the reporters, but they're going to get asked about it from the voters themselves while they're on the stump at debates. This is a central issue. It's a very important issue, and they better have a well-thought-out plan to deal with it.
Many of those running in this year's city elections are responding. A candidate for city alderman has proposed jail time for anyone who overdoses. Joyce Craig and Mayor Ted Gatzis, who are facing off in the mayoral race, both talk about the crisis at every campaign stop. Craig recently drafted a detailed 12-point plan on how to tackle this epidemic. Gatzis, who's seeking a fifth term, touts the progress he's made on the front lines, pointing to a program where the city's fire stations help addicts find treatment. That program, known as Safe Station, recently secured $150,000 in state money. But not everyone in the city thinks enough progress has been made. At the farmers market, voters called for more prevention in schools, larger efforts to get drug dealers off the streets, and more treatment options. 46-year-old Karina Cartier is a former heroin addict. She's lived in Manchester her entire life and has been in recovery for 3 years. Cartier says city officials keep saying we can't arrest our way out of this, but she claims that's what they're doing.
They locked everybody up about a year and a half ago, and now everybody's getting let out. And now look, the spike's happening again, and I called it because everybody that got a year and a half is back out now, and they're still sick and suffering because you didn't really do anything about the problem.
What's really lacking, she says, is access to medication-assisted treatment and detox.
We don't need a bed. We don't need a fire station and someone to talk to, because your average sick and suffering addict on this street needs a place to go where they don't have to use anymore, but they're not going to get sick.
But voters like Susan Labrie don't think politicians can solve the problem.
It's not going to be solved by government. It's going to be solved by the people that are intimately involved in the crisis, the people taking the drugs, and the people who are charged with the responsibility for those people. It starts in the home.
Whether government can solve it or not, the opioid epidemic will likely remain an issue on the campaign trail in New Hampshire, well beyond 2017. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.